Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on India's vision at World Economic Forum 2025. The participants are Dilip Chinoy, economic analyst, and Lalima Anija Dang, anchor.
World Economic Forum at Davos is on for 5 days, and this is a platform of meeting of various policymakers, economists from all over the world. For more on this, we are now joined by economic analyst Dilip Chinoy. Welcome, Dilip ji, to Akashvani Studio.
Thank you, Lalima.
India's theme at the World Economic Forum 2025 is Innovate, Inspire, Invest for a Sustainable Future. Sustainability seems to be the new buzzword. How would you elaborate on the key components of this theme, and how is India aligning with this theme, especially its economic and environmental policies?
If you take the theme Innovate, Inspire, Invest for a Sustainable Future, I think this aligns closely with India's economic, technological and environment policy frameworks. So if you look at Innovate, you know, India is focused on technology and digital transformation. We've recently announced a whole new national program on artificial intelligence, quantum computing. We are world leaders in digital public infrastructure, green technologies and biotechnologies. And, you know, the initiatives like the India Stack, which is the UPI and Aadhaar, which is now we are driving to get memorandum of understanding with different countries in the world. And our AI-driven solutions actually align it with the entire world and the discussion that is happening there. Of course, Digital India aims to promote digital inclusion. Make in India 2.0 encourages innovation in manufacturing, along with high-tech sectors like EV, aerospace, and semiconductors. Inspiration, if I did the second theme, our leadership in climate action, we are positioning ourselves as a global role model in achieving climate goals. We have agreed to try and reach net zero by 2070. And of course, our leadership in programs such as the International Solar Alliance or the Prime Minister's Mission Life, which is Lifestyle for Environment, it all aligns with our whole program. And if you look at the social inspiration that we are trying to do, large-scale implementation of social welfare programs like Jal Jeevan Mission, our Swachh Bharat Mission, and we are trying to inspire other countries for inclusive and sustainable development. Mm-hmm. On the third pillar, which is investment, attracting in foreign direct investment, the PLI schemes at state-level focus, which are here.
U.S. this time, when President Trump took over, he talked about U.S. going full on artificial intelligence. India has always shown interest in artificial intelligence. Do you think there's going to be a healthy competition there?
No, I don't think it's a competitive thing. I think what's actually happening in the artificial intelligence world, because of the requirement of large language models and the different infrastructure and the different things that you got to do, it has to be a collaborative effort. While you might see some American firms taking leadership in that and doing stuff on their own in different parts of the country, but at some level, there has to be collaboration. So companies might differ. There has to be collaboration on regulation. There has to be collaboration on building safeguards, building rails across this. So a lot of collaboration would be required. But yes, as you mentioned, there will be competition among existing companies. You had both N. Chandrasekharan and Sunil Bharti Mittal speak at their sessions, both talked about the vision for their companies. You had Salil speaking from Infosys. So yes, at one's level, there will be competition, but I think collaboration will be good. And maybe the future in this space is co-optation, which is collaboration and competition.
Moving on, the Maharashtra government signed 54 MOUs, Dilipji, and they were worth approximately 15.70 lakh crore at the World Economic Forum 2025. And that spanned entire gamut of sectors like defense, renewable energy, electronics. How do you see these investments and how can they be implemented? And what is the impact that they can have on the state's economy?
So I think it's very interesting. If you take the 54 MOUs of the 15.7 lakh crores that has been signed, and you look at the implementation plan which is there behind it, which has not been made public, but getting a lot of information from what people there and what's actually happening. If I were to look at the plan, so the first thing is they're looking at sector-specific hubs. So renewable energy will target solar parks, wind energy parks, and green hydrogen products in regions like Vidarbha and Marathwada. Mm-hmm. You would not typically hear that. Electronics is looking at hubs near Pune and Aurangabad. And of course, the whole development of aerospace and defense parks is both in Pune and other actually there and integrated into the state's industrial policy there. So that is one thing what you are seeing. The second thing what is happening, it's actually putting a lot of discussion around the ease of doing business initiatives, streamlining the single window clearance, customizing initiatives under the Maharashtra Industrial Policy 2022. The other aspect is, if you look at the infrastructure and workforce development, given the diverse nature of these projects and spread across the state, the integration with the PM Gati Shakti program and the logistics network for efficient collectivity, and because so much investment is coming in and there's a need for skilled labor, so skill development initiatives under the Skill Maharashtra to create workforce for advanced manufacturing. So it's expected to create over 6 lakh direct and indirect jobs, right, with a focus on green jobs and high-tech manufacturing. And of course, you will find a boost to the state GDP. You will see Maharashtra emerging as a renewable energy center, aligning with India's net zero goals and reducing dependence on fossil fuel. Mm-hmm. And understandably, it will actually promote Maharashtra as a preferred destination for foreign investment and India as a destination for foreign investment.
Well, the Maharashtra Chief Minister, Mr. Devendra Phadnavis, after signing the MOUs, had this to say.
हम लोगों ने करीबन 16 लाख करोड़ के MOUs साइन किए, जो अपने आप में एक रिकॉर्ड है. और आप देखिए, जो MOUs हुए हैं, उसमें जो कंपनीज हैं, सारी हुज हुए, और 98% FDI है.
The Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister participated in strategic meetings at the World Economic Forum 2025 and he focused on natural farming, human mission collaboration and green hydrogen. How do these discussions integrate with India's national priorities in sustainable agriculture and clean energy?
Chandrababu Naidu has always been very clear on his objectives from the World Economic Forum meeting. And you know, the underlying thought behind him is to how does he actually promote Andhra Pradesh in relation to the country? So one of the biggest challenge, and you know, Prime Minister and the Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in the budget actually announced the whole climate resistant agriculture and the focus on natural farming. And for Andhra to actually emerge as an agriculture powerhouse and be differentiated in the world, he has actually chosen the theme of natural farming. And that is very, very important for not only the state, but also aligns with the national mission. Mm-hmm. The second one, which is green hydrogen. And given that Andhra is attracting investments in some very heavy industries, and therefore looking at India's strategic 2070 goal of net zero, focus on green hydrogen and looking at environmental sustainability and others actually ties in completely with the national goals set by the Prime Minister and, you know, the country as a whole. And, you know, the third thing is, if you look at Andhra, they need to rapidly upskill, reskill their whole economic workforce. Because Chief Minister Naidu is focusing on new age industries, new age technology, and he already has collaborations going in with NASSCOM and the National Skill Development Corporation in this area. And it ties in with the national programs on Skill India mission. So it's very much aligned and integrate with India's national priorities in sustainable agriculture, clean energy and human capital formation.
Well, Mr. Chandrababu Naidu can be credited for turning Hyderabad into a IT hub. Let's listen what the IMB Minister, Mr. Ashwini Vaishnav, had to talk about on India's economic blueprint.
India has a very well thought through economic strategy at this point of time for the last many years now. The strategy is based on four pillars. Pillar number one is public investment in social, physical and digital infrastructure. Pillar number two is a lot of focus on technology, manufacturing and innovation. Pillar number three is inclusive growth. We have a very diverse society, inclusive growth. Pillar number four is simplification.
India is the fastest growing economy in the world. What defines Indian economic blueprint, Dilipji?
So actually, if you look at the Indian economic blueprint, it is mirrored in the whole aspect of collaboration for, let's say, in and across different sectors. So the Prime Minister and the other ministers have actually talked about three or four different aspects of India's growth. Mm-hmm. You know, first is agriculture and linked to climate resistance agriculture, sustainable agriculture, green agriculture and natural farming. You know, if you've seen the last 2 and 3 budgets, this has been one consistent theme. Mm. And in the Prime Minister speaking at various functions, has been talking about this. The second thing is the whole area of manufacturing. So whether it is the Make in India 2.0 or whether it is a production-linked incentive schemes or the EV schemes under PM Drive. This is the second pillar there.
Mm-hmm.
The third pillar is on digital, artificial intelligence, our advancements there in frontier technologies, and how do we actually go on that area. The next pillar is a very big pillar on renewable energy and sustainability, where we are ahead of the Paris Accord commitments that we made as a nation. Very interestingly, US and President Trump pulled out of the Paris Agreement during the ongoing WF meeting. Next pillar is really on human capital, where we are talking about how do we leverage the demographic dividend of India and India's service powers, etc. So a lot of different elements are looking at, and since we want to be a developed nation and a Viksit Bharat by 2047, a lot of the presentation and themes really talked about the future, sustainable energy, artificial intelligence, quantum computing, biotechnology. Kiran Mazumdar-Shah spoke at a session there. Even if you see the ministers, you had, you know, Minister of IT, Minister of Food Processing. We had memorandum being signed in the food processing industry with Mr. Chirag Paswan. And you, of course, had Civil Aviation Minister and others like that. So different, interesting mix and a whole strategic approach to the WF meeting.
Dilipji, given the global emphasis on artificial intelligence and digital transformation, what steps is India taking to becoming a leader in these fields? And how were these initiatives showcased at the forum?
The first thing that was really showcased was India's digital public infrastructure, which is actually a success story in any part, in any country of the world that we go. And, you know, prior to this and during this and post this, I think India as a country is actually collaborating with different countries to promote the whole digital stack, things like UPI and remittances, etc. Second thing that you actually saw is both in Andhra and in Maharashtra, you saw a memorandum being signed in the areas of digital IT, digital infrastructure, etc. The third thing which is there is that, you know, India has also launched the artificial intelligence mission. In the whole, in Davos, there was a very specific session on artificial intelligence, which India led. You know, Invest India and the World Association on Investment Promotion Agencies actually led that session there. We also have a program on computing. And in fact, very interestingly, drone technology, there was the CEO of a company who actually spoke there. So you have different people speaking. So it's a very interesting.
Yes. And in fact, when you talk about demographic dividend, one can say that there is going to be a new world trade order, which will be driven by talent. Thank you very much, Dilipji, for talking to us.
Thank you.
You are listening to a discussion on India's vision at World Economic Forum 2025. The participants were Dilip Chinoy, economic analyst, and Lalima Anija Dang, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnstalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928909 4044.
Spotlight.